Lord, I just stand here and give the message, Lord, but we pray in essence you would give the message. Lord Jesus, we wait to hear from you, not me. We're waiting to hear from you. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, I would like to speak about the topic of restoration, a beautiful topic. It's always a topic that I favor. I love restoration. I love to see it. I've seen it in my life, some major cases of it, and I would like to see more of it. I would like to speak about this topic of restoration, including the need for restoration. Do we even see and recognize the need for restoration in our lives? We all need some form of restoration, some amount of it. Will we cooperate with the Lord in the process of restoration? Restoration is a process, and it needs our cooperation. God has been restoring conditions, events, and lives since the beginning of time. What may seem hopeless and dead to us is another opportunity for God to show his love and bring about restoration. Nothing's ever dead to God. Maybe at times the process of restoration may seem rough to us, but our Heavenly Father is the master of restoration. He's been doing it since the beginning of time. The Lord can heal and restore broken homes, broken hearts, broken dreams, ruined lives, and the list goes on and on. Nothing has been in ruin so long that it could not be restored. And we're going to touch on that in the book of Isaiah this morning. Nothing has been in ruin so long that it cannot be restored. God is into extreme restoration. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible gives beautiful examples of God's wonderful and most awesome power of restoration. So if we could turn to Ezekiel chapter 37, I'm sure you all know that this is the Valley of the Dry Bones. Ezekiel chapter 37, a very familiar and a beautiful portion of the Word of God. And we're going to read verses 1 to 14. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verses 1 to 14. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. There's an image of it. It wasn't a pretty picture. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, the King James says a shaking, and the bone came together, bone to his bone. And I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, and stood on their feet in exceeding great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come up out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. So in verses 1 to 3, the prophet Ezekiel was looking at the scene of absolute hopelessness and death, as you could see. There are very many dry bones. And considering the scene, can these bones live, was a very unexpected question. You might expect the question would be, how long will it take to bury these bones? I mean, imagine looking at that. But our God, being the author of life, didn't see death. He was picturing restoration. Thank you, Lord. It is no secret what God can do. And that applies to each one of our lives. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17 says, Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. Hearing the word, now verse 4, it mentions, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And hearing the word of the voice of the Lord, seems to be the beginning of restoration. The Holy Spirit speaks to us when we are in need of restoration. He speaks to those who are in a backslidden condition and are in need of restoration and in an effort to bring them back. Do we hear and understand what the Lord is trying to tell us? Or do we have selective hearing? I've done it, you know, the selective hearing. You hear what you want to hear. But we want to hear what the Lord is trying to tell us. And if when he works with restoration, he's working with love in our hearts. The word of the Lord has the power to restore life, even from death. I mean, think of it. Think of what Jesus said to Lazarus, dead 4 days. Talk about the power of the word of God. Lazarus is dead 4 days, and Jesus says to him 3 words. Lazarus, come forth. Didn't take any elaborate prayer and, you know, any fancy prayer. His power. He says 3 words, and the dead man comes up out of the grave. That's the Lord we're serving. And nothing is different today. It's not that, oh, that was biblical times. Really? It's today too. Jesus hasn't changed. Lazarus, come forth, and the dead man comes up out of the grave. To the son of the widow of Nain, Jesus said, Young man, I say to you, arise. God speaks to death, and something happens. Even death has to respond to the voice of Jesus. I'm sure that this widow never expected to be eating dinner with her son again. She went to a funeral. Jesus raises her son, and that night she's having dinner with her son. Since when did you go to a funeral and then have dinner with the person in the casket that night? She did. The great love and compassion in that great heart of Jesus. And from his great, great heart, Jesus wants to restore us this morning. To avoid planet Earth covered with darkness, God said, let there be light. Now, we read that as something biblical. We've known it from Sunday school. Could you imagine when God said, let there be light, we know as a form of energy. Or when God created sound energy. Good thing we weren't around. Good thing man wasn't created yet. We would have been blinded by the light and deafened by the sound. But God said, let there be light. Let there be sound. It must have been magnificent when God created. God restored an entire planet. Why wouldn't he be able to restore our lives or condition in our lives if he restored an entire planet? Do we think this morning he's limited in any way? What can he do in our lives? The Word of God has power to restore, but there is a problem today. Many, many people, including some Christians, are not paying attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Without hearing the voice of the Lord, these people cannot even begin the process of restoration. And we don't want to feel complacent and think that we don't need any restoration in our lives. I think that we all need restoration in some aspect of our lives. How fervent, how passionate is our service, our dedication to Jesus? We all need to examine our lives. We need to pray for the unsaved and the backslidden. Also, that they will pay attention to the voice and the call of the Holy Spirit. We have unsaved and backslidden, could be in your families, your relatives, your neighbors, your friends. We know unsaved and backslidden, and we want to pray that they will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit calling them. Unfortunately, there are very many dry bones in today's world. Now, verses 5 and 6 have mentioned sinews coming to these bones. I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back. Sinews are known as tendons. We know them as tendons today. They are fibrous bands that connect muscle to bone. It's how we move. One of the ways in which we move. And actually involves the nervous system. I have to watch what I say. We have two nurses over here this morning, so I have to watch what I say physiologically. Of course, our nervous system is involved. But anyway, sinews are tendons, fibrous bands that connect muscle to bone. And the Lord said, I will attach tendons to you. The Lord cares about us even when we are as dry bones. No condition is ever too far gone for the Lord. What a God we have. No condition is too far gone for him. No condition is ever beyond the reach of his infinite love. How could it be? If God's love is infinite, how could some condition be beyond the reach of his infinite love? Isaiah 61 verse 4 talks about extreme restoration. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. God is into extreme restoration. And he's telling us that this morning with a big smile on his face. A person may have been backslidden for decades. God can still restore them. Sometimes we need to pray that the person will want his or her life to be changed and to be restored. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 12. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations, and you will be called the repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. God is big time into restoration. He is a restorer of ruins. Nothing ever was, is, or will be too hard for him. He is into extreme restoration. It is no secret what God can do. The song that we sing, it is no secret what God can do. And verse 7 states, there was a thundering noise, and behold, a shaking, and trembling, and a rattling. This went on in the process of restoration. Now, the word for noise in the original Hebrew translation is voice. The voice of the Lord in the process of restoration. Of course, his voice has extreme power. You may say, why the shaking and the trembling? I thought this was a process of restoration. So what's going on with the shaking and the trembling? In the process of restoration, the Lord wants to shake things out of our lives that should not be there. Things that would hinder the restoration process. There may be things, there may be hindrance to our commitment and dedication to Him. And God wants to shake them out. The shaking is necessary whether or not we like. I don't think we like the shaking. But you know what? It's necessary. And we don't want to be upset with the Lord when He does it. Because I know He knows what He's doing. One day we will thank God for the shaking. You say, no, I won't. Yes, you will. Maybe we have become comfortable with an order of priorities in life that is okay with us, but not with God. Because if God is not at the top of our priority list, our order of priorities have to be changed. And the Lord might be saying, no, this item, this habit, this idol has to go. Our prayer should be as the hymn states, that hymn, Holy Spirit, Light Divine, that fourth verse says, cast down every idol throne, reign supreme and reign alone. Reign supreme and reign alone. God in His love will shake things out of our lives. Whether or not we agree with it, the shaking is necessary. The day will come when we will agree with the Lord that the shaking was necessary. And notice that the bones came together only after the shaking. After the shaking, the removal of what does not belong in our lives, then God can put things back together again. The Lord knows how to put our lives together and how to lead us in the path of righteousness. It is an orderly process, even though we may not think so. When God restores, there's order to what He was doing. Even when God shakes things in our lives, there's order to what He is doing. And God knows what He was doing. We may not agree with what the Lord is doing in our lives, but is it possible that we know better than God? And sometimes we act like we do. I mean, I've done it too. Have you ever asked God, I'll admit I've done it. What are you doing this for? Don't you know you're hurting me? I've said that to God. And God knows what He is doing. He doesn't make a mistake. And when I look back, yeah, God wasn't hurting me. Or He knew what He was. He wasn't doing anything to hurt me. He was doing something to get me in line, to show me something. God doesn't make mistakes. He has a master plan for each one of our lives. We know God as the fountain of wisdom and the wisdom of the ages. The bones came together, bone to His bone. The toe bones, as we said, God restores in an orderly fashion. The toe bones didn't connect to the hand. The finger bones didn't connect to the foot. The toe bones connected to the foot so that the person could stand for the Lord and follow Him and walk in His ways. The finger bones connected to the hand so that the restored person could do the work of the Lord. There is an order of events even in God's work of restoration. He works in our lives with precision and infinite wisdom. He has been in the business of restoration since the beginning of time. And verse 8 says, there was no breath in them. God's work was not complete without the breath of life. The breath of life comes from the Holy Spirit. We need life from the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Verse 9 says, prophesy to the breath and say to the breath. Verse 9 in the King James Version says, prophesy unto the wind and say unto the wind. And remember that wind is an example, a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Do you feel that you need the breath of the Holy Spirit to renew and restore your life? We all need the breath of the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to breathe new life into you, to give new life to your mind, your spirit, and your heart. This morning, are we hungry for the living breath of life of the Holy Spirit? We sing the song, "We Are Hungry." It says, "Living breath of life, come and fill me up." We need the Holy Spirit more than we know. We just need revival. Only the Holy Spirit could give life. Through the power of the Lord, these dry bones became not just an army, but an exceeding great army. Could you imagine this becoming an army, a great army? You see bones and skulls all over the place. God gets involved and it's a great army. That's what God can do and more. God's work of restoration is powerful and most awesome. We want to consider that the power of our Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, is beyond our wildest imagination. There is no limit to God's power of restoration. The people of Judah said that their hope had perished. Do you feel that your hope is gone in any area of your life? With God, there is always hope. God, He is a God of restoration and extreme restoration also. God loves to restore. The people of Judah were in captivity in Babylon. And God says in verse 12, "I will bring you into the land of Judah." The Lord did release the people of Judah from Babylonian captivity and brought them back into Israel. Further down, God said, "I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves." Are there conditions in your life that seem hopeless and dead, speaking of graves? Someone who doesn't know the Lord may feel as though he or she is dying in substance abuse or some other bondage from Satan. God wants to and does open graves and release people from hopeless conditions and from bondage and death. See, when God sees bondage, He's great at breaking chains and fetters. In the presence of Jesus, they'll break apart. And verse 14 says, "And shall put my spirit in you." The Lord wants to fill or refill us with His Spirit. Only in Him is there true life. We need the Holy Spirit, as we said, more than we know. It would be a good idea to come before the Lord this morning in prayer and ask Him for restoration in any area of our life that we may need it. Maybe we feel like the dry bones this morning. No situation is too far gone for the Lord. He can restore even when things look totally hopeless. God can and wants to restore us. He wants to breathe new life into us. You may want to pray for someone else's restoration, aside from praying for restoration of something in your life. You may want to pray for restoration for unsaved and backslidden. Nothing is beyond God's power of restoration. Nothing. And as we said before, as the song states, it is no secret what God can do. So what I would like to do this morning